In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. In the Old Testament, we find an interesting story. About the tabernacle. Which according to the bad behavior of the children of Israel, he permitted the Palestinians to take the tabernacle. And although they took the tabernacle, because of the sins of the children of Israel, the Lord punished the Palestinians very much with sicknesses and beats. Until they gave back the tabernacle to Israel. And when David the king received the tabernacle, he couldn't put it in Jerusalem directly because he was afraid to put it until he prepared a suitable place for it. Then they took it to the house of Abit. And it stayed in this house 3 months. The fulfillment of this prophecy was today when the Mother of God, the new tabernacle, went to the mountains of Judea, to the house of the priest Zacharias, and stayed there for 3 months. And the tabernacle was 3 main symbols. Number one, the rod of Aaron, which Moses used many times before Pharaoh, and also he used it to open the Red Sea for the children of Israel to cross from the land of slavery in Egypt to the wilderness of Sinai. And beside the rod of Aaron was also the pond that was also the pot of manna in remembrance of the food that the Lord gave his people in the wilderness for about 40 years, every single day. In the tabernacle also, there was the 2 tablets of the 10 commandments. This was in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, the Mother of God, Saint Mary, we find in her pure womb also the new rod of Aaron, which not only opened the Red Sea for us to cross from slavery to freedom, but also as a sign of his priesthood, as he presented himself as a sacrifice. Not only presented a sacrifice, but presented himself as a sacrifice to open not the Red Sea, but to open the gates of the heavenly Jerusalem, the eternal life, the eternal glory. In the old tabernacle, we found that the 10 tablets, the 10 commandments, which were written on the two tablets, kept in the tabernacle. In the new tabernacle, we see not only the 10 commandments written, and the 10 commandments were the word of God given to the children of Israel. We do not find only the two tablets of stone. We find the word of God incarnate in the womb of the pure mother of God. The new word of God is not written. The new word of God is incarnate, is alive, is living among us here on earth. In the tabernacle also there was the pot of manna, as I said. And the pot of manna resembled the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. He does not give us only a food to eat. As he said to the Jews one day, not Moses gave you the manna from heaven, but the Father gives you the true body to live forever. When they asked him what it is, he said, I am the bread of life. In another word, the new tabernacle, Saint Mary, the mother of God, carried in her womb the true rod of Aaron, commandments of the Lord, and the pot of manna. She carried the Lord incarnate. She carried the Savior. And it is wonderful that the first action that the incarnate God did on earth is to consecrate and ordain John the Baptist while he was still in his womb, the womb of Elizabeth. That's why right away, after the angel left St. Mary, as we heard last week, St. Luke states clearly that the Mother of God hurried. Where are you going? I'm going to serve my relative Elizabeth, the old woman who is pregnant, as the angel informed me. What else? I'm going also that my son will bless John the Baptist. That's why John the Baptist, when he came, when he was 30 years, he did not need any consecrations or recommendation or permission from the Pharisees or from the tribes or from the archpriest, the high priest, to be recognized as a prophet. He was already ordained while he was in the womb of his mother. When he was 6 months in his mother's womb. It's very good that the Mother of God, the first thing she also thought of is to serve. And this is what we say, that the Lord selected the mother of God because he did not find any woman before or after or with like the mother of God who became worthy for the Lord to be incarnate and be born from her womb. We honor the mother of God very much. Now the new tabernacle, the mother of God stayed 3 months, exactly like what happened in the Old Testament. And after that, she went back.
Where?
She went back after 6 months to give birth to the new Lamb of God. Where? In Bethlehem. Why in Bethlehem? Because from Bethlehem, the shepherds used to keep the sheep in Bethlehem, which was about 3 miles far from the temple of Solomon. And in the morning, they used to go to the temple, selling the sheep to the sinners who were going to offer sacrifices for their sins, confessing their sins before the priests and offering the lambs in the sanctuary, offering the lambs in the temple. Exactly this is what happened. Saint Mary left after 3 months in the house of Zacharias the priest to go after 6 months to give birth to the new Lamb of God. The Lamb of God that John himself, who was already ordained more than 30 years ago, witnessed saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God who bears the sins of the whole world." How did you see him? Yes, I saw him. I saw him born in Bethlehem. I saw him coming from Bethlehem to offer himself for the life of the whole world. That's why the visits of St. Mary to St. Elizabeth is a historical visit. It's not just a visit for St. Mary to serve Elizabeth, but it is a visit to fulfill all the prophecies which were said about this wonderful babe, the incarnate God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, who comes for the redemption of the whole world. We are very glad. We are very happy. We are very proud that the Lord who came to our land is coming first to serve. That's why in the Gospel of Friday, the Lord declared the Son of Man yesterday, the Son of Man has come not to be served, but to serve and to offer himself for many. We are proud that we have this Christ. We are proud that we have this Savior. And we are proud that we have this wonderful mother, Saint Mary, who did in the first moments of her pregnancy a great visit and a great service in the house of the Zacharias. Now, I can ask myself, if St. Mary was a tabernacle because she carried in her womb the incarnate God, now what about me? What about you? What about you? What about everyone who receives the Lamb of God? Every time we come to the church, every time we celebrate the liturgy, every time we partake from the Holy Communion, the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, we carry the Lamb of God in our heart and in our body. What about you? Are you a tabernacle? Do you carry the Word of God? Do you present the benefits of the manna, the new manna that you received in the Holy Communion to the whole world? This is an important question we want to ask ourselves. Is it just a blessing? No, it is not just a blessing. Is it a habit? No, it is not a habit. It is a witness that you become a tabernacle spiritually when you carry the Lamb of God in your body. That's why you have to present the Lamb of God to the whole world. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ said, let the people see your good works and glorify your Father in heavens. This is what we can learn today from this wonderful visit. النهاردة أحبائي الحد الثالث من شهر كياك والزيارة العجيبة اللي الست العذراء أم النور زارتها الإصابات بعد ما عرفت من الملاك إنها بقى لها 6 أشهر حامل. والزيارة دي اتكلم عنها على العهد القديم زمان لما الفلسطينيين أخذوا تابوت العهد وربنا عاقبهم جامد جدا فرجعوه. لما رجعوه لبيت عبيد. وبعدين قعد 3 أشهر. تابوت العهد كان فيه عصاية هارون وكان فيه الوصايا العشر وكان فيه المن. والرب يسوع المسيح هو كل دول. عصاية هارون اللي أفرخت كانت تشير إلى قبول الله لهارون ابن يبقى رئيس كهنة. لو حي العهد اللي موسى أخذهم من ربنا هما كلمة الله. المن هو الأكل اللي ربنا إداه لبني إسرائيل حوالي 40 سنة في البرية. كل ده كان رموز وإشارات لتجسد الرب يسوع المسيح. عشان كده الكنيسة لما بتسبح في التسبحة الجميلة تقول لها أنت هي التابوت للست العذراء. أنت التابوت. أنت تابوت العهد اللي كنت شايله في بطنك، اللي شلت في بطنك الله الكلمة المتجسد. الكاهن اللي قدم نفسه ذبيحة. كلمة الله مش اللي على لوحين حجر، ولكن كلمة الله الحية الفعالة القوية التي هي أمضى من كل سيف ذي حدين. كلمة حية. قسط المن اللي كان يشير إلى جسد المسيح ودمه. وللمسيح قال لليهود ليس موسى أعطاكم المن بل أبي الذي يعطيكم الخبز الحقيقي من السماء. أنا هو خبز الحقيق. من يأكل جسدي ويشرب دمي يكون فيا وأنا أيضا أكون فيه. وزي ما تابوت العهد قعد 3 أشهر في بيت عبيد، أيضا الست العذراء قعدت في بيت زكريا 3 أشهر. وبعدين طلعت بقى ودوا تابوت العهد زمان بقى للهيكل اللي اتبنى بقى بعد كده أيام سليمان. ودوه خيمة الاجتماع. على فكرة أنا كل الكلام اللي أنا قلته ده مش تبرناكل، أنا أقصد Ark of Covenant. Ark of Covenant اللي هو تابوت العهد. تبرناكل اللي هي الخيمة، مش كل الخيمة، لا احنا بنتكلم عن تابوت العهد بس. Ark of Covenant. Please correct my what I said and put Ark of Covenant instead of Tabernacle. But anyhow, tabernacle was the house or the temporary house that was built by Moses to keep in the Holy of Holies the Ark of Covenants. The Ark of Covenants, اللي هو تابوت العهد, هو ده اللي أشارت اللي كان يشير ويرمز للست العذراء أم النور, تابوت اللي كان مصفح من جوه ومن بره بالذهب, طهارة من الخارج وقداسة من الداخل, ممتلئة نعمة. تابوت العهد العقلي اللي بنقول لها أنت هي التابوت. ست العذراء طلعت بعد كده من بيت زكريا وقعدت 6 أشهر في بيت يوسف النجار لحد ما بترتيب من الله, مش من هيرودس اللي قال عايز يعمل تعداد عشان يموت المسيح, ده بترتيب من الله ان المسيح يروح بيت لحم ويتولد في بيت لحم. ليه؟ لان الرعاة اللي كانوا بيقدموا الغنم للهيكل اللي كان يبعد 3 ميل عن بيت لحم كانوا ياخدوا الغنم يباتوا في بيت لحم, يبيتوا الغنم والصبح يمشوا بيها للهيكل عشان الناس اللي بيقدموا ذبيحة يشتروا الذبايح قدموها للهيكل. فالمسيح لما اتولد اتولد في ايه؟ في بيت لحم عشان يطلع حمل بلا عيب, مش حد يشتريه, ده هو قدم نفسه, مش حد هيقدمه ولا هو هيقدم ذبيحة, ده هو قدم نفسه ذبيحة عن خطايانا. ادي ربنا يسوع المسيح اللي اتولد يا احبائي في مثل هذه الايام من اكتر من او حوالي 2000 سنة, اكتر من 2000 سنة, علشان يحمل خطاياي وخطاياك, وعشان انت تحمله في بطنك في جسدك في نفسك في روحك كل مرة تيجي تتناول من الأسرار الإلهية. وهنا بقى السؤال الحقيقي, هل انت تابوت عهد فعلا شايل جواك المسيح؟ ده انت مش بس بتاخد جسده, ده انت شايل روحه, ده انت مش بس تابوت عهد مصفح بالذهب ومن داخل ومن خارج, ده انت هيكل للروح القدس, انت هيكل الله وروح الله ساكن فيك, ما تفسدش هيكل الله لان هيكل الله مقدس الذي انتم ايه؟ انتم هو ده الكلام, كلام ان انا اصبحت من خلال تجسد المسيح وخلاصه وحلول الروح القدس جوايا بقيت هيكل. هيكل يا ناس, يعني اللي يدخلني يقلع الجزمه بتاعته, يقلع وسخات العالم, يقلع اقذار الخطيه اللي محيطه. انا لما بدخل الهيكل لازم اخلع الشوز, مش عشان الشوز بتاعتي مش نظيفه, لا, عشان الشوز بتاعتي دي بتمشي على الارض والارض مليانه بوسخات العالم, لكن جوه الهيكل انا اقلع الجزمه عشان اقول هنا مكان مقدس زي ما ربنا قال لموسى زمان ساعه العليق اخلع عليك لان الموضع الذي انت فيه هو مقدس. انت كمان بقيت مقدس, انت كمان بقيت هيكل للروح القدس, انت كمان بتشيل جواك جسد المسيح ودمه. مش بس جايين نحتفل الايام دي بميلاد المسيح تجسد المسيح وبدايه السنه الجديده, احنا ما نسواش تراب اللي مشت عليه الست العذراء ام النور, لكن ايه رايك ان المسيح يسوع اداك مجد لا ينطق به, مجد عظيم انه خلاك انت بقيت تابوت عهد ماشي, تابوت عهد حقيقي, تابوت عهد حي مرئي مسموع ملموس من كل الناس. ربنا يسوع المسيح قادر يدينا ان احنا نكون هياكل مقدسة وطاهرة تليق بحلوله. له المجد في كنيسته من الآن والى الأبد, امين.
سبتي سنجني جد نرفع كي باستحقاق مالي صغت نسبتك مبارك أنت في النساء ومبارك هي ثمرة بطنك من أجل هذا نمجدك يا والدة الإله كل حين اسأل الرب عنا ليرفع لنا خطايانا.
We exalt you worthily, Elizabeth, your relative, saints that are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Therefore we glorify you as Mother of God at all times. Ask the Lord on our behalf that he may forgive us our sins. If his motto was in give your name and feed in him, be him never mind.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontocrator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. Ascended to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, to believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life-giver, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son, is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess in baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age.
See.